Record.
Okay, so I thought I would share with y'all a little trick for the Blind Geek Zone and for blind podcasts. I've known it for a little bit, but I've really never did a podcast on it. You know, in 64-bit versions of Windows Vista and then Windows 7 and Windows 8, I think it did it in Vista too. I know it does it in 7, because I actually own a copy of Windows 7 64 Home Premium. And I know it does it in Windows 8 because of recording the thing that the computer that I'm doing it on right now is a 64-bit. And I'm actually going to switch.
Silent title 1.
Well, that doesn't work either.
Voice rate 115. Left right 58%. 48%.
There we go. Well.
49%. 48%.
No, actually.
18%. 28%. 25%.
Okay, we're going to switch that up to 25. So, in Windows Vista 7, 64 bits, in Windows 8, when you go into your control panel for to change your Sappy voice, Sappy 5, it won't show them all up, and you might have several installed. Like, for me, I have a couple Neo Speech voices, I think. Well, I actually have a couple Microsoft voices that come with Windows 8 by default. And then I've got, you know, the voices from one from Neo Speech, and I think a couple from AT&T. Natural. So, I'm actually going to show you that real quick. So if I just hop into the control panel really quickly and go to speech,
speech right.
Type in speech.
Control panel. Advanced text to ease of access.
And if we go to text to speech.
Speech properties dialog. Text to speech page. You can control the voice properties, speed, and other options for text to speech translation. Voice selection combo box. Microsoft Hazel Desktop English Great Britain.
Now, in this, what I would recommend is
speech
to
off.
Mute your screen reader speech and JAWS, it's insert space. And S and NVDA, it's insert S until it says speech mode off. So to get to that combo box, you would do an Alt V.
You have selected Microsoft Zero Desktop, English, United States.
You have selected Microsoft Hazel
Oops.
Desktop, English.
You have selected Microsoft David Desktop, English.
You have selected Microsoft Hazel Desktop, English, Great Britain,
Oops.
As the computer's
Speech
default
on.
Voice.
Voice selection stop button. Voice selection preview voice button.
So, it didn't show the Neo Speech or any other voices.
Voice audio advanced, but OK button. Speech recognition, text to speech link.
So, that, I don't know why, but it's been in Windows for a long time, ever since Windows Vista 64-bit. And if you have 32-bit, you won't need to worry about it. I do own a copy of Windows 7 Professional 32-bit, and I actually have it on the desktop out where the desktop is. I actually have a couple of all NeoSpeech and all AT&T voices on that one. So, I did some research, and people had said on a couple forums, I can't remember which ones, but this one guy replied on one of the forums and said that he had found something on nextup.com that had said that there's a way to where you can have Windows Vista 64-bit and above 64-bit operating systems recognize all your Sappy 5 voices. Now, at first, it's kind of well, it's not really, because you have to find a sappy.cpl file, and I'll show you where that's located. So, actually,
Men, shut down, Creighton, computer.
We're going to go into the computer, and mind you, I'm running Classic Shell along with Andre Louis Sound Scheme.
Local disk C.
So let's go to the hard drive, and we're in C:\ right now, so we want Windows.
Windows.
So here it is.
Windows items view.
Okay, so we're in the Windows folder. Now we're looking for SizeWow 64.
System. SizeWow 64.
Here it is.
SizeWow 64. Items view list box read only. Item.
Here it is. So we want speech, and I just type in SPE.
Speech.
Here it is.
Speech.
Now we're looking for a folder called Speech UX.
Engines. Speech UX.
Let me actually spell that.
S-P-E-E-C-H-U-X-7.
UX. Speech UX, as Eloquent says it.
Speech UX.
So we're in the folder.
S-A-P-I-C-P-L.
That is a
control panel item.
Control panel item file. Now, why Microsoft did this, I don't know.
Speech properties dialog.
745.
Thank you, Clop from WebIE. I have that running. So basically, if I...
You have selected Microsoft Zero Desktop.
Again, I'm going to turn speech off.
You have selected VW Paul as the computer's default voice.
See, now Paul's showing up. And I thought I had AT&T voices on here. Well?
You have selected AT&T DT 91.4 Crystal 16 as the computer's default voice.
So.
You have selected AT&T DT 91.4 AUDRE1.
You have selected Micro.
You have selected Microsoft Hazel Desktop English.
Jaws.
So, if any of you didn't understand it, I'm going to explain the process again. You go to C:\, go to your hard drive, go to Windows, go to Sizewell 64. Now, mind you, you have to be running a 64-bit operating system. Go to C:\\Sizewell64\Speech\Speech UX. I love how Eloquent says that. /sappy.cpl. Well, Blind Geek Zone and Blind Podcast, I hope that was a use. So, if you're on the Blind Geek Zone mailing list, you can reach me on that mailing list. And you can just put the subject as, like, you know, what the podcast was. You can also... Now, this is new, ever since the last podcast I did on the Behringer USB podcasting kit, which I still have, but I'm not using it. Actually using a different board. But anyway, I'm on Twitter now, and if you want, you can follow me on Twitter at Benner_Creighton. That is B-E-N-N-E-R underline Creighton. C-R-A-Y-T-O-N. If you would like to send me an email personally without contacting me via Twitter or the mailing list, you can do that at Craybay, C-R-A-Y-B-A-Y, 3198 at gmail.com. You can also Skype me, and I'll give out the account that I'm on regularly. It is Blindness, B-L-I-N-D-N-E-S-S, 86. And if you... Well, no, I'm not going to give that other account out because I use it just for personal reasons. But anyway, that is just one quick tip if you want to get third-party Sappy 5 voices to work on 64-bit. I know it kind of ticked me off when I first found out, you know, they weren't showing up. eSpeak wouldn't even show up, I don't think. I could be wrong about that, but I don't have eSpeak on this new Windows 8 machine yet. But anyway, that's it for this podcast, and I hope that you enjoy. And this will be uploaded, hopefully, next Monday. And which will be, I think, June the 30th. I don't know. I can't really check.
There is an open JAWS.
It's
Thursday, June 27th.
So 27th today. So anyway, it'll be uploaded by next Monday. But anyway, that's about it for this podcast, and I hope you enjoy.